foundation for the direction we're going today. So open your Bibles with me to Jeremiah chapter 29. We always quote verse 11, but we don't continue. Amen. And you have to be, you have to continue for verse 11 to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Verse number 11 of Jeremiah 29 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart." Amen. Amen. We want the expected end. Amen. We want all the good things. But he tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Now turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4. Faith's coming into the house by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Verse number 14. The word of God says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Amen. So look with me today. As how many know that we can come right into the throne of grace? How many here has a need? Does anybody have a need in the room? Amen. So look with me in Hebrews chapter 9 for our message this morning in the text. My thought that in my heart is everything's already been completed. It's just about us getting revelation and entering to and accepting the finished work of Calvary. And verse 24, the word of God says, "For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figure of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once is the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." The title of this morning's message is "A Heart of Expectation." Amen? Amen. I know that when you go to the doctor's office and you're waiting in the doctor's office for your appointment, you have an expectation for the doctor to see you. Amen. And sometimes we have more expectation for the doctor than we do for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. In other words, what do we come to expecting to receive? Amen. So today I'm going to look at three things. I'm going to look at the substitution, the sin bearer, and the salvation. Okay, can we look at these three together? Let's make a declaration in the house. Repeat it after me if you want to. If you don't, keep your words to yourself. It's okay. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. Father, I thank you for grace. I thank you for mercy. I thank you for love. I thank you, Father God, for the patience you have for us and the patience in return we'll have for you and the patience we'll have in turn for each other. So, Father, we say today, Lord, have your way here today. May you be glorified, may you be magnified and exalted in everything that's said and done. And when all is accomplished, you will receive all the glory and the praise. For I ask these things in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen and amen. You know, as young men and women of God, so many times we get ourselves in this position that nobody's going to tell me what to do. And I tell you what, God tells us what to do. If we want to listen to him, it's up to us. Or if we want to just not receive what he has, then we can keep what we got and he'll let us have it. And if we want to go into another level or another place, or if we want to be healed, delivered, we want to be set free, we got to do it according to God's word. God said it. He meant what he says. He says what he means and he means what he says, right? You know, when I was looking at this and I was thinking about the substitution. The substitution, if you were to substitute for someone, you would stand in for them or someone would stand in for another. And Jesus was the substitute for you and I. Amen? So when I was looking at this, look with me in Galatians chapter 3 a moment. We'll start reading verse number 11. The word of God says, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Amen? The just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, which is you and I, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I have to say this. I talked about it a little bit on Wednesday night. The church and the body of Christ is so afraid of the Holy Ghost. Hello? They're afraid of the Holy Ghost. They're afraid to speak in tongues. Hello? Let me say something. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all one place and one accord, and they were all filled with the Spirit, began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit gave them others, and there was 3,000 people added to the church in one day because the power of God was flowing. Here, I want you to understand something. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, you cannot do all things through Christ Jesus. You can't be more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You can't fight the weapons of this warfare. You can't do it without the Holy Ghost. And if you don't fill the Holy Ghost, you're filled with the spirit of yourself. And when you're filled with the spirit of yourself, you're not accomplishing very much. You keep fighting the same battles over and over and over again. So today, at the end of the service, if you come to be prayed for, and you need to be healed. The Bible says the Spirit gives utterance when you know why I want to pray. I'm not praying to the congregation, but when I'm praying for you, I might go shun the yerabakunda. I might pray in the Spirit, but I'll pray with understanding also. I might sing in the Spirit, but I'll sing with understanding also. Hello? Amen. Hello? wants you and I to know, don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. That's God's promise to you. That's God's gift to you. You know, it's the sweetest gift there is. And that's why the world tries to bring confusion into it. You see all the crazy people. Oh, they're all praying the Holy Ghost. Yeah, but God's doing things. People are being delivered. People are set free. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hello? Hello? Hey, truth will tell you, want to know the truth? This is a Pentecostal church. I believe in Pentecost. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Word. I believe in Genesis, the Revelations, and everything in between. Amen. I believe He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Lord, and He changes not. Amen. He gave us His best. He gave us His Son. And when His Son ascended to heaven, He gave us the next best thing, which is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Which is the Spirit of His Son. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost isn't here to hurt anybody. Hello? Hello? You know, you look at all the spirits of this world that drift you off to follow the things of the flesh. Amen? I don't know about you, but I thank God for the Holy Ghost. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9, it's getting big. The verse number 9 says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became Him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through the sufferings. For both He that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all one, all of one, for which cause He is not ashamed to call them brethren. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. In 1 Peter chapter 3, and we're talking about the substitute, Jesus Christ. He says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 17, he says, for it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also have once suffered for the sins, for the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. That's why Jesus said in John 6:63, He says, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Amen?
Amen?
This is the Word of God, that he's a substitute, that He stood in for you and I. Amen?
Amen?
He became our sin bearer, the sin bearer. Amen?
Amen.
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 21, the Word of God says this. He says, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth, who when He was reviled, reviled not again, when He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him that judgeth righteously, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. Amen. When we're talking about that what Jesus has already accomplished, there's nothing else that needs to be done. When Jesus said it was finished, it was done, it was complete, it's about you and I entering into His finished work and having revelation and understanding of who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And with Christ's power, we're more than conquerors to Christ who gives us strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. That he took our sins on the cross of Calvary. When I asked him to forgive me, he removed them from as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. You know, sometimes when I look at that, people around you remember who you were. A lot of times people don't want to forget who you were. But according to God's word, you and I aren't that person any longer. Matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians 5. Verse number 14. Says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, or compels us. It compels us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. I don't belong to me, I belong to him, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Amen. He purchased me. Amen? There used to be a group. It was called God's Property. I believe that's a band, I think. I don't know if it is. God's Property. And that's what Jesus did. He purchased me. I belong to him. I'm a slave of Christ. Hello? Hello? I belong to him. Amen. I don't have a ring in my nose or in my ear that I belong to him, but I got the Holy Spirit inside of me. Hallelujah. Amen. We're slaves unto his righteousness. Then he says, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Wait a minute. What is he saying? He's saying, you don't know them or as a Jew or as a Gentile. You don't know them as poor or rich. You don't know them in the past. They're a new creation. They're new in the Lord Jesus. We know man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more, because it's in the Spirit now. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And in other words, it doesn't matter where you were. He gave you and I a new beginning. Yes, he did. Amen. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Now, some people in this world may not recognize you as this new creation, but that's okay. We're to recognize one another as a new creation in Christ Jesus. You know, we were known in this world, and some of you might have known the others in the world. And I had a history, but my history was wiped away on October the 12th, 1997. Amen. I was given a new beginning. Amen. And since 1997, and it's just 2018, I'm only 21 years old. Hello? I'm just 21. I'm a young man. Anybody feel young in the room? Yeah. Amen? Amen? We're strengthened by his power and might. You know? He was the sin bearer. So look with me in Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3. I'm thinking about the sin bearer. And the prophet Jeremiah is prophesying to Israel. And you and I became Israel. According to Romans 11, we were grafted in by the blood by Christ Jesus. The natural branch was broken off and the unnatural was grafted in. But there's a call here by the prophet Jeremiah. He says in Jeremiah 3:22, return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. For shame have devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks, their herds, the sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. Amen. You know, so many times we end up in places and situations and circumstances because we don't obey. Because we don't, God leads us, but we don't follow His leading. Hello? And then we get mad, and a lot of times we get mad at God because we're going through the things we're going through when it was our disobedience and disregard which brought us there. Hello? Amen. The Word of God says the steps of a righteous man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. Hello? Just as God delights himself in you, he wants you and I to delight ourselves in him.
Amen.
And it isn't with this. It's with this. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God, he looks upon the heart. He searches the heart. You know, he says that he stood in your place. He took it for you and I. He was our substitution. He was our sin bearer. He took sin so we wouldn't have to. He became sin so we wouldn't have to. He defeated sin so sin wouldn't have dominion over you. Hello? Well, Pastor, I can't do that. Well, guess what? You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hello? I don't think God was just speaking when he said, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. I don't think he was fooling when he said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hello? I believe these words are true. I can do through him. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I can overcome the adversary by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. What am I speaking out of my mouth? Am I feeding the negative or am I feeding the positive? Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. We have choices of the words that we speak. Amen. Sometimes we're feeding the junk. And God's come to get the junk out of our trunk. Amen. Hello. He says, hey, he's become our substitution. He became our sin bearer. And he became our salvation. I love that word salvation. I love that word. It comes from the Greek word soteria. S-O-T-E-R-E-I-A. Soteria. And soteria means healed body, mind, soul, and spirit. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. It's whole.
Yeah.
I know God. He isn't a God of halfway. He's a God of all the way. Amen. And when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about what Jesus said. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse number 9, he's the only way, friends. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man entereth in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Amen. I am the door. He is the avenue. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. Amen. We're following Jesus. Matter of fact, the prophet Isaiah prophesied about this in Isaiah chapter 22, verse number 22. He says, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut. And he shall shut, and none shall open. Amen? When God opens a door, no man can shut it. When he shuts a door, no man can open it. He is the only way. He is the door. Amen? He is the door. He is the only name for us to be saved. And I'm talking about not just a futuristic. I'm talking about today. My salvation didn't just a future thing. My salvation began the moment I asked Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
Remember, this is the living Word of God. It's not dead. It's alive. It's not dead because how many are alive in the room? How many have Jesus? So he's still alive. He's alive in you and me. He's still in action. Amen. The Word of God says in Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, he says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Not that we should be saved, not that we could be saved, not that we would be saved, but that we must. It's a must. It's a must. It's not, it's a must. Amen. That we must be saved. Nothing else comes without first getting it right with Jesus. Amen. Are you with me today? And Hebrews chapter 5. Hallelujah. Verse number 9. The Word of God says this. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Not believe, obey. He became eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Jesus says this, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Amen. You know, salvation, when I gave my heart to Jesus on October the 12th, 1997, it wasn't the end of the thing, it was the beginning of. And we go from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. Amen. We're all on a journey together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So in closing today, The writer in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus said this. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. Amen. In other words, he is the door to salvation, but there's a door to our hearts. Amen. And we have to open the door and let him in. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1, the writer of Hebrews says this. He says, wherefore, seeing we're also encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. So in closing today, what the Lord is saying to us is, hey, he is our substitution. He is our sin bearer. And he is our salvation. Our soteria, our healer, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for sending your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. I thank you for each and every one that is gathered here today. First and foremost today, if you're here today and you do not know Jesus and